Hello.
Hello.
It's Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Your answers are anonymous and confidential. They are very important to the success of the survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland, sir?
Yes.
You are. Okay, that's great. So, first question I have for you, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly as well. Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Very strongly.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
They're moving just about the way I expect them to move with the way the mess is that's going on with Congress and the Senate.
Okay. So just to confirm, if you could choose a good or wrong direction?
Say that again?
Yeah. I mean, I got what you said, but just so it can be in the recording, does it mean it's the right direction or the wrong direction? If you could pick it, please.
I guess it's as good as it's going to get. It ain't going to get no better. If Donald Trump or anybody else got in there, it's not going to get any better.
Okay, gotcha. All right, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, sir?
Certainly wouldn't be Donald Trump. It'd be Biden.
Biden.
I'd vote for the devil before I'd vote for Donald Trump.
All right. Thanks. So for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., an independent?
Oh, I'd have to think hard about that. I don't know.
No problem. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Yep, I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Well, approve. Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
I'll approve.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly as well, thank you. All right, due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
I'd probably fund it. I'd approve it.
Strongly or somewhat support it?
Probably strongly.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Number one, maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland. Or number two, maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains?
God, the first.
The first one. Okay, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Well, I don't think that, no, it shouldn't be a felony. No.
I'm sorry. You said it shouldn't.
What? Say what?
I'm sorry. Did you say that you it should be or it shouldn't be a felony?
Shouldn't be. But I don't approve of guns either.
Okay. Do you feel that way strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Say that again?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Yeah, I would support.
Okay, strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly,
gotcha. All right, appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or just about the right amount in taxes?
It's probably about the right amount. It's not as bad as some states. It's better than some states.
Okay. All right.
And
pregnancy resources. Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh, appreciate that. So pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I don't really understand that question. I think they ought to have, a woman should be able to make her own decisions and choices. I'm not going to get into that. That's a pissing contest right there.
Okay, no problem. So under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
There should be some sort of penalty. I mean, somebody should answer for something, the parents or something, I don't know who.
Okay. So do you strongly favor that or somewhat favor that?
I strongly favor that.
Strongly, gotcha, thank you. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Everybody ought to have health care. Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
So you strongly favor, somewhat oppose,
yes,
or strongly oppose?
Yes. I strongly approve. I don't oppose it.
Strongly oppose.
I think
okay.
Everybody ought to have health care. Everybody.
Okay. So you said everybody should have it?
Yes.
So you said? Okay, gotcha.
People out there
How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery?
I haven't played it in 2 years. And I played it faithfully,
okay.
But I quit playing it.
Okay. All right. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? I think it's a big problem. A problem. Not much of a problem or not a problem at all?
I have no idea. I know I don't have any credit card debt, so I don't know. I really don't.
Not a worry. Thanks. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
I don't have an opinion on that. If they want to play, they play. If they don't, they don't.
Gotcha. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay, gotcha. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
No, they shouldn't have a right to strike.
Okay. Do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, we're almost done once again. Thank you very much for your patience. Next question says, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid and dying to get prescription medication? They may take the past peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, thanks. Thank you. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases, should be legal in most cases, abortion should be illegal in most cases, or should be illegal in all cases?
The first one, legal in all cases.
Gotcha. Thank you. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
No, I don't have any disability. Well, I do have a disability. I am on disability.
Oh, okay, you do.
I've been on disability for 35 years.
I understand that. Thank you. So Maryland tipped workers currently earn just 3.63 cents an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages and tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
I don't know how that's going to work. I really don't. I can't even figure it out about how it would work or anything. I just don't understand it.
Okay, but do you favor or oppose this?
I don't know. Right now I don't have an opinion.
Not a problem. Thanks. So these are the last questions. They are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. So into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican?
Democrat.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone?
I'd vote for the Democrat, whoever it was.
Sorry, it doesn't specify here. It's for the Democratic primary.
Well, then, I don't even know which. I don't know. Let me put it this way. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't watch the news anymore. I quit watching it 2 years ago.
Okay.
Okay? I used to follow it. I don't even know who the names of the senators or anything going on in life. I'm just worried about myself. Okay? I don't watch the news.
I understand. No problem.
Period.
Now I'm going to... I understand that. So I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. While candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County, and over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. So if the election were held today, for whom would you vote, candidate A or candidate B?
I really don't know anything about either person, and I couldn't give you an intelligent answer on that.
No problem. I understand. What is your race, please?
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, what is your race?
White. I have nothing against the black, the lady being a lady or black. Mm-hmm. I would vote for her if I knew more about her, or I might
right.
vote for the other candidate.
And
I really don't know enough about it to make an
indulgence. I get you. Now you gotta be ready, right, to make a decision. I mean, you gotta prepare yourself. Is what I'm trying to say. You gotta do your research. That's
yeah.
not a problem, sir.
Yeah.
No problem. So, what is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Actually, I'm non-religious. I'm on the fence.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir.
Okay. Sure.
Hope you have a great rest of your night.
Talk to you
right,
too.
Bye. Bye. Bye.